Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Many Americans are getting a head start on travel before next week's Thanksgiving rush. ABC's Sam Swaney says it's shaping up to be a doozy.
When I was speaking with the TSA director administrator yesterday, and he said that they expect this to be the busiest, and I know we say this every year, but this will be their busiest Thanksgiving holiday period ever. More than 18 million people flying. On the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they expect to screen more than 3 million people.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Greenbrier tip-off nestled in the Appalachian Mountains in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Alongside all Big Ten big man Brian Butch, I'm Chris Fosters, filling in for Matt LePay this weekend. Matt's with Badger football on the road in Lincoln to take on the Cornhuskers on Saturday. And as a Badger alum myself, it is great to be with you covering this event. A very unique event, Brian, as far as these Thanksgiving holiday tournaments are concerned. This is a really old resort. It's at one point been visited by 28 U.S. presidents, and for the first time ever, they're hosting a basketball tournament. So pretty cool to be here with you, Brian, and pretty cool to see Badger basketball in action here today.
Yeah, it's been a great couple of days. Badgers obviously got in Wednesday, practiced here yesterday, got their kind of feet wet a little bit, and now it's time to play some basketball. You know, even though you're playing in a ballroom, which means the sight lines are a little different, it still is basketball. And that's what this team has in front of them, a great opportunity against a great Central Florida team.
Badgers playing in a ballroom today and Sunday. They'll take on UCF, the Knights out of the Big 12, about 1 hour from now, and then they will play the winner of Pitt and LSU on Sunday. Of course, depending on whether or not the Badgers win here today against UCF. Pitt and LSU going on in front of our very eyes in this 1,100-seat ballroom inside the Greenbrier Resort. 11:52 to go in the second half between Pitt and LSU, and then the Badgers and UCF will take the floor. Much more to come on Badger Shootaround. We'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Back on the Badger pregame show and joined, as always, by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, thanks so much for doing this. Obviously, a crazy time of year, splitting duties between football and basketball, but an interesting week for the basketball team. They crash into the AP Top 25 poll at number 19 following the big win against Arizona. And then, in a seemingly armless game against UTRGV, that game goes to the wire, and they win 87-84. So it seems like fans are still trying to get a beat on this Badger basketball program right now. Can't complain about a 5-0 start, of course, but what's your read on this team through five games?
Still a lot more to learn, but you couldn't ask for a better start in terms of the win-loss column to be 5-0 and in the top 25 for a team that opened the season, picked to finish tied for 12th. In the Big Ten. And what I would say about this team is this is not your older brother's Badgers or older siblings Badgers. You can go down the line. I just did not have on my bingo card Wisconsin averaging 88.2 points per game and ranking in the top 35 nationally. Even if it is a small sample size, one of those games did include a victory against a top 10 Arizona team.
Really, really surprising to see the numbers that the Badgers are putting up offensively. And again, people who have been following this program for years and years, this is not the brand of Badger basketball that they're used to. And I know you wrote an article 9 days ago regarding the revamped approach that the basketball program is taking in terms of how they're using analytics to just assess how they want to put a roster together. How are you seeing that translate into these high point totals to start the season?
I think the analytics are something that Greg Gard has been interested in for a long time and has used, but this is really the first time that when they do a film session at the end, they will put up some of the graphics of the analytics through the company they're working with to show players and give them a more firm understanding of this is why we do what we do. But we are seeing a transition to a new style of offense for Wisconsin. For so long, they were known as a program that ran the swing under Bo Ryan. And now they run something different called a ball screen continuity offense that Kirk Penny implemented last year. And this year, to me, you're seeing a continued evolution because Greg has stressed, we want to get our shots open three-pointers at the rim, at the free throw line. We don't want mid-range jumpers if we can avoid them because the analytics and the points per possession numbers show that it's not as effective. So when you give the players the science behind why the coaches are making those decisions, I think it's very impactful once they get onto the floor. And you're seeing the results through five games.
Game's changing, no question about it, even a program with deep traditional roots like Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, though, I still think that there is ample evidence of this program being one that recruits high school talent and develops them over the course of their college tenure. I think you're seeing that with the sophomore class this year. Guys like John Blackwell and Nolan Winter have clearly taken a step in year two. And specifically looking at John Blackwell's career high 30-point performance on Monday against Texas Rio Grande Valley. What sort of steps have you seen him take in his game now as a sophomore?
Greg made a comparison earlier this season between John Blackwell and Johnny Davis, and not because he was suggesting Blackwell is going to be an NBA lottery pick, but because of the leap that they have made between year one and year two. Now, Johnny obviously became a National Player of the Year type of candidate, first-team All-American, but Greg said during this preseason when the team got together and even over the summer that Blackwell was the best player on the floor, and it was pretty consistent. And in some of the open practices that reporters had a chance to see before games began, you could see that he's more confident. He can get his shot at a number of different levels. And I also think it's fascinating what Greg has done with his lineup, where there is no quote-unquote true point guard, but John Blackwell is handling point guard duties, so he's got good enough handle to be able to make good decisions, to distribute, and certainly based on what we saw earlier this week, score a bunch of points.
Jesse, I know you're a busy man right now, splitting duties between football and basketball. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll talk to you on Sunday before game two for the Badgers at the Greenbrier tip-off. Thanks again.
Looking forward to it.
Back for more pregame show after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Badger pregame show. We're really excited to be joined by Mark Starziak of Intersport, one of the tournament directors for the Greenbrier tip-off and a key piece in putting this outstanding event together. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us. What led you to choose the Greenbrier Resort as a venue for this college basketball tournament? Intersport puts on a lot of these events. What led you to the Greenbrier?
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. That's a loaded question that I'll try and shorten up for you as best I can. So the Greenbrier has been host to the Battle for the Springhouse, a high school women's event for the past 3 or 4 years. We share a flooring vendor for a lot of the events that we use. Who've been talking to the former governor, current senator-elect, and owner of the resort, Jim Justice. And Jim said, hey, we'll get some college basketball in here. And we got introduced. I came up about 18 months ago, had a chance to meet the staff here, tour the grounds, understand what they were looking for, how we could partner together to bring it to life. And shoot, here we are 18 months later. We got four games going over the next couple days here, and we've already had some events already. what's unique about this venue specifically, the Greenbrier Resort, compared to all of the other places where you run tournaments like this?
So this is our first ballroom event, actually. So Bahamas, Cancun, there are some other places who do ballroom events in resorts. This is our first one. I think what's unique here is just you've been here now a couple of days, the hospitality, the ambiance, and I think the very deep understanding of basketball and what's important for a basketball event by the key members of the staff who are here. Top to bottom, they know the sport. It's a big thing here in West Virginia. They support it, and they've had the high school event for a couple of years now, so they know what it takes to host big-time college basketball.
We're joined by Mark Starziak, one of the tournament directors for the Greenbrier Tip-Off. And Wisconsin basketball, I know, has been to tournament events that you have run before, as recently as last year with the Fort Myers Tip-Off down in Florida. What do you like about partnering with Wisconsin Athletics?
Yeah, the Badgers are a great partner of ours. We love doing stuff with them. We even had the volleyball team in Milwaukee this year for the Women's College Volleyball Showcase. I think the Badger fans and Badger Athletic Department are just great people to work with. I mean, Coach Guard's fantastic. He's one of the best in the country. He's confident in the Badger team and the brand and how they're going to play games, and they want to step out and play some good quality non-conference matchups, and they know we deliver for them, and you see the red walking around here so far. We know that Badger fans travel to Badger things, so it's a really good partnership, and we fill our resorts and hotels and experiences for the fans who come support the team.
And Mark, you have a really interesting job, a really cool job. You travel around doing site surveys and running fun sporting events like this. What's an aspect of the job that someone on the outside wouldn't realize when it comes to putting these events together?
Shoot, college scheduling games is fun in the new era of NIL and transfer portal. I mean, coaches are not sure what their roster looks like, nor what their opponents' rosters are going to look like. So finding the right self-confident coaches, teams who know what they're looking for year in, year out, and are established is tough to find. So when you find them, you hang on to them, you take care of them, because it can be a tough sledding in this environment for scheduling.
Mark, we're really excited to be here. Thanks so much for all you've done to put together this event, and looking forward to some good basketball this weekend.
It's going to be really good. We look forward to seeing a lot of red here in the stands today.
Once again, that is Mark Starziak of Intersport, one of the tournament directors for the Greenbrier Tip-Off. Coming up next, the Badger Notebook, as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. For the 17th time in the last 19 years, Badger basketball is playing in a holiday tournament. This one a little bit earlier than normal.
Typically, these tournaments are the week of Thanksgiving. This one is the weekend before. But we're here at the Greenbrier Resort, known as America's Resort. Really historic setting, really beautiful setting in the mountains of West Virginia. And we're counting down to tip off in the first of two games Badger basketball will play here this weekend. The first against UCF. The second will be against either LSU or Pitt. That game is being played out right in front of us, about 7 minutes to go in that game. So I want to welcome back Brian Butch as we turn to the Badger notebook. And Butchie, I've been talking to a lot of people getting ready for this weekend about just how many points the Badgers are scoring. 88 points per game, and I know we're only five games into the season. That is really significant to a lot of people who cover this program. But I want to ask you, big man, you weren't putting up this many points when you were in Badgers uniform. What do you think about how this offense looks this season?
Well, I think the game's evolved, and that's when one thing that you look at and talking with Greg a lot is he knew that this team needed to evolve and the program needed to evolve. So how do you do that offensively? You open up it a little bit more and let guys go. Now, as far as what they do and how they get it, I know Greg's looked at more threes, but overall, they're still getting to the free throw line. That was something that they did with Bo, they're doing with Greg. They're making 23 free throws a game.
It's amazing.
So when you look at 88 points, you're looking at almost a fourth of that coming from the free throw line. That's a big deal. So as far as the way that Wisconsin's playing, the only huge difference is maybe they're shooting a couple more transition threes, and they're getting to the paint for their kickout threes. But other than that, like under Bo and under Greg earlier, it was get to the free throw line, get to the paint, and then make open shots. Now there's just an emphasis on, hey, if the three is there, we don't want the mid-range. We want you to take one more step out and make a three. So,
again, the cheering that you might be hearing, LSU just hit a big bucket here. It is a five-point game. Pitt on top of LSU with just over 6 minutes to play. And whether or not the Badgers win or lose against UCF will determine whether or not they draw LSU or Pitt on Sunday. But you mentioned the free throws, and this week the Badgers ranked first in the country in free throw percentage, 88.6% from the foul line. They've made 117 free throws out of 132 attempts. And Brian, that number of 117 free throws is more than their opponents have attempted.
Yeah.
And the Badgers, especially recently, have played some close games. So that is really having an impact on the outcome of some of these games early.
But that's always been the way it is. The goal was always to make more than your opponents attempt. Like that's how, I mean, we preached it time and time again. And when that happened, we usually won. We won a lot of games. It's kind of what the DNA was, and it's been passed down. And that wasn't going to ever change. Like I talked about, the only big change that has happened has been maybe a little bit more transition early threes if they get their toes to the line and they're able to shoot. So I think that's the biggest adjustment offensively as far as what they've done. Now, this afternoon, I'm really curious to see how they shoot basketball because you're playing inside of a ballroom.
Yeah.
It's different. No matter what you do, even though they've had practice yesterday and we were at shoot around today, it's not what you're used to. So how do you handle this with the multi-tournament events, the MTEs? But I asked Greg earlier at practice yesterday, I said, Coach, you like playing in these? He goes, absolutely. And I said, why? And he goes, because it gives our guys something different. It's a challenge. He goes, normally we're doing this on a beach, which is always good too, but there's the team chemistry aspect of it. There's the just throw yourself out there and learn about your team. That's what you're trying to do in November, and that's what this Wisconsin team's going to do again.
And that has been mentioned a couple of times, not by the players, but with some of the team personnel. This is a really cool event. It's not in a warm weather location. In fact, there was a bunch of snow that came through West Virginia yesterday. It really made for a pretty idyllic setting. All of the Christmas decorations are out at this resort hotel. It really is quite scenic. Gets you into the holiday spirit for sure.
Yeah, I've had a chance. I played in a bunch of these. Last year was in Fort Myers. This is fantastic. It's such a unique place that most people never will come.
Right.
And these guys, as players, get to experience this. It's all, like, to me, it was going to play in these tournaments. There's two things that I always took away is we got to see how good we were. We got to see how much more work we had to do. But then there was the part of the team bonding, the team chemistry. Like last night, we were getting a workout in, and you see a team running down to go play, to go bowling. It's those sorts of environments that you don't get back home, that they look around and say, hey, this is a special place. This is a special opportunity that we get to partake in.
At this place, you never have to leave. As Brian mentioned, there's a bowling alley. There's a golf course. There are tennis courts for the summer season. There are all kinds of restaurants. You can go shopping here. You can go fishing and hiking here. You can shoot guns. They have a falconry.
They're not letting me anywhere near the guns, though. They said, no, you can't. I said, why? What about me? What you trust?
They're not going to keep you off the golf course, though. I did do that.
And yes, everybody, I said we were getting to work on it. So, you know, Matt, I know you're listening right now on your way to, you know, Lincoln. I was not false hustle me getting a workout in. I was watching film and getting a workout.
Doing two things at once. No, I was really appreciative of that. And, again, I'm filling in for Matt this weekend. So knowing that my guy, Brian Butch, is going the extra mile to get his workout in while watching film, I knew that I was in good hands today.
The Central Florida team, which this Wisconsin team is going to play, is really – they're long, they're athletic, a lot of one-on-one. Okay. And we'll get into it more, but really excited to see this matchup. For this Wisconsin team.
Yeah, some interesting parallels between the Badgers and UCF. Both teams undefeated. Wisconsin 5-0, UCF 4-0. This is the first time for both of these teams playing outside their home gym. You could call it a road game if you want. It is a neutral site matchup, but both teams looking to see how they play away from their home court for the first time. And it's a UCF team that's receiving votes in the top 25 as well. So a good resume-boosting win potentially for Wisconsin here today. Again, tip-off coming up 5:05 specifically Eastern time, 4:05 for those of you listening back in Wisconsin. And we have much more to come on the Badgers pregame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Working our way towards tip-off in Wisconsin's first of two games from the inaugural Greenbrier tip-off in West Virginia. Badgers have the second of two matchups today. with LSU and Pitt playing on the ballroom floor in front of us right now. 3:10 to go in the second half of this one. Pitt on top of LSU 68-55 with Brian Butch. I'm Chris Foster's. This time of the pregame show, Brian, as you know, we typically do a scene reset, and what a scene we have here today from the Greenbrier Resort. The game is being played inside Colonial Hall, one of the ballrooms here on this 11,000-acre resort. So literally, to get to the court today, you and I just walked out of our hotel rooms, got in an elevator, took it on down to the first floor, and we were here in a matter of 5 minutes. Can't say I've ever covered a sporting event where you can just walk to the venue from your hotel room like that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool environment. And again, you know, playing a ballroom, they've done this before down in the Bahamas, but it's one where, honestly, I think it's so unique that the players really enjoy what it, you know, what this is and the opportunity they have in front of them.
Great opportunity for Wisconsin to move to 6-0 against the UCF team receiving votes in the top 25. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. That's on the other side of this. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Back on the Badgers pregame show, counting down to tip-off for the Greenbrier tip-off, and we're joined by head coach Greg Gard. Coach, these holiday tournaments are somewhat of a Badgers tradition. 17 of the last 19 years, the Badgers have played in a tournament like this. What's the draw to playing in these Thanksgiving or pre-Thanksgiving, in this case, events?
Well, I think the one thing, Chris, is you get a chance to see really good opponents on a neutral court, and obviously the ability to travel, the team bonding, all the things that can come together to help your team grow off the court. But, you know, you want to go to where you know the event organizer, in this case it's Intersport, is doing a really good job. You're going to have a good event. Obviously, we've usually been on where there's sun and sand, the ocean. We haven't never made the Alaskan trip, which probably is not going to happen coming from Wisconsin. But to be here at Greenbrier is really unique. And obviously, it's my first time here, and I think everybody on our staff's first time here, and team, obviously. So, you know, just looking forward to a really good Central Florida team here this afternoon and enjoy the time that we have here together.
You mentioned what a unique place the Greenbrier Resort is here in the mountains of West Virginia. 11,000 acres, 28 U.S. presidents have stayed here. I hope you haven't gotten lost. I know I have, just wandering through the various wings of this mansion-like hotel. Again, all of these holiday tournaments are held in somewhat unique locations, but what have you enjoyed or what's been the most unique aspect about the Greenbrier experience for you?
Yeah, I think with this one, Chris, it's just the, you know, you feel that presidential feel. You know, it's kind of like walking around the White House, you know, with the way the hallways are and the sculptures and everything. And obviously they all, each event has its own unique draw to it. I think this one was obviously from a standpoint of being, you know, where they had to have the bunker. You know, some of our people have gone on tours of that and seen that. Obviously, it's not good enough weather out here to golf and get a little dusting of snow like we do in Madison. But, you know, it's just a unique place that it's hard to get to, you know, so you're going to have really a reason to come here. And I think we've given a lot of Badger fans a reason to come here that maybe haven't been here. It was on their bucket list to try to go see. And they get to watch some basketball in addition to getting a chance to see this whole complex. And yes, I have gotten lost too, Chris. It's really easy to do here.
That makes me feel better. Thanks. And you're playing on a ballroom floor as well. Temporary floor, low ceilings, watching you guys take half court shots and practice length of the floor passing at shoot around today. You got to be mindful of that. What are you telling the guys about the ballpark factors, if you will, of playing in a space like this?
Yeah, I think the only unique thing, you mentioned the lower ceilings, that really only comes into play if you're having to throw the ball the full length of the floor, which we pointed out and worked on yesterday, knowing, and we've been in these situations before where maybe you have a chandelier or something hanging there that's not quite as high as what we have at the Kohl Center. But the only unique thing about this court is just the sidelines and end lines. It's a very narrow border, so you're not accustomed to it. We obviously have a really large red border at the Kohl Center in Madison. So just for our players, the two times we've been on the floor yesterday and then this morning to get accustomed with the environment, where the sidelines are, where the end lines are, so you're not catching yourselves. You know, we don't want to have any violations or turnovers because we stepped a little too wide.
More of our pregame chat with Coach Gard presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming as our Badgers pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore ClearyBuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl Center this season. For a full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
Back with more from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You talked earlier, Coach, one of the great aspects about these tournaments, the quality of opponents that you see here, especially non-traditional opponents in a sense that you've got UCF coming in out of the Big 12, not an opponent the Badgers see very often. Just the second meeting ever against these guys going all the way back to 1971. Who or what has jumped out to you about UCF while scouting this team on film?
Well, their guard play of Ivy Curry and Johnson, I think, really jump out. And the quasi, I guess, hybrid forward, Hall, Deshaun Hall, really, you know, you go back and look at his games, even not only the four they have this year, but you search back to previous years and what they've been able to do. But the guard play is really, really stands out with those two guys specifically, and then obviously what Hall's been doing from the four spot. But, you know, they're known as a defensive team, obviously, with Johnny Dawkins, and his background is obviously former player at Duke and the pedigree there. So, you know, it's early to get a lot of analytical information with how where the trends go, but you can tell the experience that they have specifically in the backcourt. And then, you know, pretty good freshman inside that actually should still be in high school. He reclassed and went to this class. So for him and Chom, a 7'2" long shot blocker. So it's a unique, like you said, you get somebody out of the Big 12 here that normally we wouldn't play, and a unique style of play. Obviously, it's early for us. It's early for them. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of feeling out, so to speak, early in this game.
Well, how about guard play for the Badgers and specifically John Blackwell, career high 30 points your last time out on Monday. I know you said preseason that he looked like a guy who was ready to take a jump. He had a great summer and really has hit the ground running five games into his sophomore season. What have you seen about his play on the floor that's allowed him to get off to such a great start like this?
Yeah, I think the maturity shows, the experience that he got last year as a freshman, and he hasn't forced things. He's let the game come to him, and, you know, we needed him to put us on our back there Monday night with the UT Rio Grande Valley game, and he was able to do that in certain times. But I think just his patience, you know, he stayed aggressive, but yet at the same time he's been patient and let the game come to him and picked his spots. And, you know, we have a lot of guys that can score. So I think he understands that this is a pretty well-balanced team, that we can get scoring and production from a lot of different ways and a lot of different guys. And his job is to kind of feel all that out as a point guard and as one of our, you know, more experienced backcourt players to get us in the right position, get us on track, keep us on track, so to speak. And then when his time comes to score, you go do that.
Keys to the game today, Coach?
You know, for us, it's always about the defensive end. You know, we've got to get better in that area. Defensive transition will be important because they will come at us, make or miss. So that's going to be a big thing. And they do a pretty good job of hitting the offensive glass, too. So two areas that we have to get better at as we go forward. So those will be the couple things I'll watch early and see how we're handling it.
Coach, thanks for doing this and allow plenty of time to get from the meeting room to the floor today. Don't get lost.
I will try not. Thanks.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard, and more of our Badgers pregame show is coming up, including the Big Ten Report presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see save because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are just over 20 minutes away from tip-off between Wisconsin and UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off. The game preceding Wisconsin, Pitt and LSU just wrapped up, and Pitt took care of LSU 74-63. So the Badgers will play one of those two teams based on how they do here against UCF. We'll take a quick look at the Big Ten report. There is a lot of Big Ten basketball going on tonight. Seven games to be precise. This is the first one involving Wisconsin and UCF. The other game across the Big Ten landscape of most importance comes up at 7 o'clock Central Time. Nebraska takes on number 14 Creighton in an in-state rivalry. That's a huge game in the state of Nebraska between the Huskers and the Creighton Blue Jays. In other Big Ten action, Campbell plays Ohio State. Pepperdine visits Northwestern. Utah State and Iowa collide in the Hall of Fame Classic from T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. And late night, Alcorn State plays Washington and Cal State Fullerton plays UCLA. Those are, remember, Big Ten games now. That's the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll give you the keys to the game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
All right, it is time for our keys to the game as Wisconsin and UCF are set to collide on the basketball floor for the first time since December 13th, 1971. Brian, what do you got?
Well, this is a KYP game. Know your personnel, right? And it's a big thing because you look at this Central Florida team, what they want to do is they want to play one-on-one basketball. The ball's going to stop at the top of the key a lot. They're going to pound it. They're going to try to go by people individually. So Wisconsin needs to guard his five, but they can't get spread out. So when I say a KYP game, it's one of those knowing the strengths of the person you're guarding, and individually you have to stop them first. You can't get beat, so then all of a sudden now the help has to come, and that's when other people can get involved. Can't have that defensively. Number two, rebound the ball at a high level. Number three, limit turnovers. Central Florida, they want to create turnovers. They create about 12 of them a game. Wisconsin's averaging 9 turnovers. You can't have live ball turnovers and give easy buckets to Central Florida. And the last thing that I've got, Wisconsin, they need to get off to a quick start. They have not gotten off to a quick start against Holy Cross, Montana State, Appalachian State, UTRGV. They haven't done it. You're playing the one team that they did get off to a good start was Arizona. You're playing a team that is right there with Arizona as far as Central Florida. So get off to a good start, play good basketball early on, and then how do you handle this environment? It's different. You're playing in the second half of a game. Your warm-up's different. Your routine's different. How do you respond? So something to watch early on in this game.
Duly noted, Brian. Thank you. Those are our keys to the game tonight, and we are back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Good news, the Badgers are healthy. Going into the Greenbrier tip-off here in West Virginia. Cameron Hunter is under the weather. He's not going to play tonight. But other than that, the Badgers are full form and ready to go. Always good to see no matter what time of the season it is. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for the UCF Knights, 4-0 on the season out of the Big 12. 21 votes received in the last AP Top 25 poll at the beginning of the week. It's a guard-oriented lineup that begins with Jordan Ivy Curry, 6'3", 177 pounds, a fifth-year senior from Lamarck, Texas, a transfer from UTSA, averaging just under 18 points per game this season. Also, Darius Johnson, a 6'1", 200-pound senior guard from Boyds, Maryland, Episcopal High School in Virginia. All four of his seasons in college basketball have been with UCF. He's averaging over 14.5 points per game. The other guard is Dalen Debo Coleman, a 6'6", 220-pound senior, a very senior-laden guard corps as well. Coleman is from Memphis. He's a Georgia Tech transfer. This is his first season with UCF, comes in averaging 5 points per game. The forward is Keyshawn Hall, a 6'7", 235-pound junior from Cleveland, Ohio, a George Mason transfer, averaging 17.5 points, 7.8 rebounds per game his first season with the Knights. And the center is Mustafa Chiam, 7'2", 235 pounds, a freshman from Senegal. He went to high school at DME Academy in Daytona Beach. You heard head coach Greg Gard mention Chiam in our pregame conversation. He reclassified from the class of 2025 to 2024, so he is in college ahead of schedule. Again, the starters for UCF, Ivy Curry, Johnson, Hall, Coleman, and Chiam. And now for the Wisconsin Badgers, ranked 19th in the AP Top 25, 5-0 on the season. Their starters are the same as they've been through the first five games. John Tanjay, the grad senior, 6'5", 218 pounds at the guard position from North Omaha, Nebraska, a Missouri transfer. 22.6 points per game for Tanjay through the first five. Also at guard, Max Klesmit, 6'3", 200 pounds senior from Neenah, Wisconsin, the Wofford transfer in his third season with the Badgers, averaging over 14 points per game. Also at guard, John Blackwell, who had the career-high 30 points on Monday against UT Rio Grande Valley. 6'4", 203 pounds, a sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, Brother Rice High School, averaging over 16 points per game. The forward is Nolan Winter, 7 feet, 235 pounds, a sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, Lakeville North High School, averaging 8 points and a team-best 5 rebounds per game. And at center, Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot, 248-pound grad transfer from grad senior from Eagan, Minnesota, Eastview High School. He has started over 100 career games for the Badgers. This is his fifth season. Again, the starters for Wisconsin, coached by Greg Gard in his 10th season, Tanjay, Klesmit, Crowell, Blackwell, and Winter. We are moments away from tip-off in the Greenbrier tip-off between UCF and Wisconsin. Should be a good one here this evening, and it's great to be with you for it. The opening tip-off is coming up next, presented by Odyssey Brands. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards.